On today's Uralo board meeting on Thursday the 27th of June at 1900 UTC, we have Wolf Ludwig, Jordi Iparaguir, Manuel Schneider, Uriel Lanzipuro, Sébastien Bachelet, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, and Sandra Hoferichter. Not present on this call are Bill Drake, Desiree Milosevic, and Lutz Donnerhacke. Apologies from France Gerbosch and Anita Mühlberg. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and Matt Ashtiani and myself, Gisela Gruber. Heidi Ulrich did send through her apology as well. And if I could also please remind you all to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks again, Gisela. Perfect as usual. And I received a request yesterday to draft an agenda for tonight's call, and I noted these 5 points or 4.5 points what came immediately up in my mind, but I do not take this for granted, so if anybody wants or will suggest a modification of this agenda item or the order of the agenda items, please do so now. Otherwise, I will continue with the order of this draft agenda. I hear no questions or no objections raised. So let's start with agenda item 1, what is follow-up from the extraordinary on-spot board meeting in Lisbon. What was a very good meeting, in my opinion, that so many board members were on short notice available after the Lisbon gala dinner to sort out the emergency questions we had from the General Assembly, which was the point B9B and the voting issue for the Secretariat, where we knew from the beginning that we will have two candidates, and where we knew from the beginning that we need to have a secret ballot with all options possible for one of the candidates or none of the above, and we all remember the final outcome of this first voting round. And I think we explained or discussed in details after the General Assembly when we realized that this voting result will not match the bylaw requirements under this famous point 11.20, where a sort of absolute majority is required for a first voting round. And we evidently didn't get any clear picture or any clear majority. On the contrary, the majority during the General Assembly was so tight, if we count now the next votes and the abstentions or the none of the buffs, which is overweighting clearly the 11 votes which were casted for Oksana. And I think due to the circumstances, we did the best things during our board meeting to nominate and to confine a group of board members to check the bylaws with the results and to come up with a conclusion and with a recommendation. And what I have followed on Friday which was a deadline for this verification. There was a clear picture and a clear majority that this voting result at the General Assembly didn't match the bylaw requirements, and therefore we had to do the following runoff vote, and which was prepared by the staff over the week and beginning of the week, and which was launched now in time and goes until Friday evening. I think so far we are on the safe side. Are there any further questions or comments from your side? I see no hand raised. I take this as an approval to the summary on point one of our tonight's agenda, that this was a necessary procedure, even if it created some more work afterwards. But there was no other way out to do it. There was a sort of misunderstanding afterwards on the list by people not understanding, appending, and Bill Drake, who afterwards said, well, I thought the board can do this choice, and there was explanation that in future I think we should be closer following the bylaws suggestion or prescription, but due to the fact that we didn't have any function in board in the past, we could not delegate anything to a non-conforming or non-functioning board. And under the previous circumstances, it was clear that if the board cannot do this work, then it's up on the General Assembly. And once we started a procedure, which was clearly designed to a General Assembly for a second round, we cannot suddenly change the rules or cannot suddenly change the procedure, then in my opinion, we needed do the second voting round again, trying to involve and include all the members who have been present in Lisbon. And this, in my opinion, was a necessity as well. Even if it would have been easier to come up with a decision just among board members, which would have been much easier to communicate and to count, etc., and to come up with a good or binding result. But as I said before, in an ongoing voting or whatsoever procedure, you cannot just change the rules, saying, okay, the first round, all members were involved and included, and for the second round it will be only the privilege of a group of board members. Yes, Olivier, you raised your hand. You have the floor.
Thanks very much, Rolf. It's Olivier for the transcript record, and I have a question for you with regards to the elections and the voting and the voting for the secretariat. There was some question as to whether those minutes should... We are on this, aren't we? We're on the approval of the minutes, yeah?
No, not yet.
Ah, this okay, sorry.
This will be our next point, but if there is no questions or comments on our first point, if the summary I provided is carried or more or less accepted by all of you, then we can accomplish point one and we can go over to point two. What is exactly the question you raised? Approval of the Lisbon GAA meeting minutes on the basis of the important notes taken by Jordi with some final edits in details etc., which was the day after somehow contested on the list by Oksana, but not the minutes in total or as such, but only one formulation regarding the explanation, the explanatory annotation, which simply stated that this on-spot voting during the General Assembly was not final or finally valid, and with checking our bylaws, we realized that we need to have a second round. You have the floor, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Wolf, and I do apologize for pushing you into the next agenda.
No, not at all.
I hate it when someone does that to my meetings. So you're very welcome to shoot me when you see me in Durban. Or hopefully not.
I won't. Relax.
and we probably will have to scratch from the record the fact that you're welcome to shoot me, because I wouldn't want anyone to take this literally. This question here is a bit tricky, because on the minutes it says there is no majority required as stated by Uralo's bylaws 11.18 and 11.20, and a second round will be held online a few days after the meeting. Now, if these are minutes of what was said at the meeting, this is actually strictly not what was said at the meeting. And so that one could throw a spanner in the works and say, you need to record exactly what was said at the meeting. So I gather what was said at the meeting itself was me announcing, that Oksana was the winner with 11 votes, and Yulia had 8, and none of the above had 8. And that's a fact. I can't scratch this from the record. However, I think one could put a note underneath that I don't know whether what would work is in square brackets, but an inquiry into this showed that, in fact, there is no majority, and the majority is required in Uralo's bylaws 11.18 and 11.20, and therefore a second round runoff vote needs to be held online a few days after the meeting. And this would probably be an addendum to the minutes. That's my proposal, in order to fall in line. Since these are minutes, and you can't say that at the time, had it been put to the record, so had Rudy, who I believe was the person who looked at that and was surprised, had he raised his hand and said it then we could put it in the record as such. But since he has not, and this was raised afterwards, I think we need to add this as an addendum. It's a proposal, by the way, so I don't know what you think of it.
No. Olivier, I was thinking again and again about a best solution for this. And I made a suggestion already. I just tried to retrieve my suggestion. I have difficulties to. Can I send it to Matt? Because I cannot copy paste it in the workspace. As an alternative, we could at least compromise and add that this first voting result was contested by an assigned board committee afterwards, referring to the given bylaws prescription.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Such an amendum in the minutes, saying there was a sentiment that this doesn't really match the bylaw requirement, and therefore we, as formulated here, first vote result was contested by an assigned board committee afterwards, referring to the given bylaws prescription. This, in my eyes, is a must, because otherwise, if we do not mention anything, the minutes for any observer who haven't been in the meeting would seem that the voting result would be valid, and nobody would understand why we did an online voting afterwards. And we simply must avoid any format or anything in the minutes which is provoking such misunderstanding. And I simply fear if we extract everything, any hint on the annotations of the invalidity, somebody could stand up afterwards and say, well, for me, the minutes are the binding document, and what is stated in the minute as a voting result is binding, and that cannot be the case. So we have to introduce at least any kind of an annotation pointing out that we found out afterwards that this was not the final result. Any suggestions, any comments from your side? I see Sylvia's hand raised.
Yes, Wolf, if you can repeat that as an action item format to add what you just mentioned, I will minute that action item now.
Sorry, I didn't clearly understand or get your question.
Yeah, is this an action item for staff?
Okay. Yes,
yes.
I think if...
Sorry, I have... Go ahead.
Yeah, if we agree now on this alternate model to write or introduce explanatory annotation or notes to the bylaws, and Olivier said, okay, he thinks this would be a better solution or a better way out, we should do it that way.
An addendum to the minutes, you mean?
As an amendment to the minutes, whether we put a cross in between and make an amendment at the end of the minutes, this needs to be discussed. The only thing what I believe cannot happen is simply Oksana's suggestion. There is no mentioning at all about the invalidity of the first voting round. This cannot stand alone. In my understanding, and I was really involved politically in such meeting minutes business for the last 25 years, and this wouldn't be any reasonable way to handle it. A formal mistake of procedure during a meeting, even if it's recognized later, has to be noted somewhere in the minutes.
Okay. I have noted on the chat, if you see the wording.
Yeah, I forwarded the wording of the sentence to Matt on via Skype already. And it would be good if somebody could now add it. Just a minute, I have to go back to Matt.
Yes.
Is confirmed. Yes, he received it. And I suggest, can you put it on the screen in the Adobe Connect somewhere or in the chat comment?
In the chat, maybe.
Yes,
that
anybody sees the alternate formulation, and if we can all approve to this alternate formulation, we can exchange the minutes modify the minutes accordingly. From formulation would be this first, as we found out, this first vote result was contested by an assigned board committee afterwards, referring to the given bylaw prescriptions, referring to the given bylaw prescriptions. This would be more or less the sentence. It's enough, and it would immediately make clear that the vote during the meeting didn't stand or was not valid, and somehow explaining why we afterwards had to organize a second voting round, or we add this consequence as a second sentence to this formulation. Can we agree on this modification? Yes, just after the the General Assembly, you are right, Jordi. There was a sentiment, but it's difficult to put down a sentiment when the sentiment, like Rudy's, was not expressed. But these people came immediately after the closing of the General Assembly and before the opening of the outreach reception, came already and said, listen, there is something what doesn't work. To my memories of the bylaws prescription, this majority was not sufficient, etc., and we have to check this. And it was immediately after the thing, after the General Assembly, when we were sort of certain we have to look into this, and this was more or less a key element or the key driver why we convened the extraordinary board meeting the evening afterwards. Can we agree? Can I see approval from Jure, I see approval from Manuel, I see Lutz has joined the Adobe Connect. Can I get some more approvals on this? That we can say, okay, this modification was finally discussed and approved by the board in today's board meeting. I just see there is one more voting member. What would be Jordi and Lutz? Olivier, Sandra and Sebastian are no voting members, but I'm no voting member neither, but we would at least need the approval by, what means ACK, Lutz?
Acknowledge.
Ah, okay, thanks a lot. Okay, acknowledge. Wunderbar, Jordi said okay. So we have from the voting members of the board tonight a clear majority that we will modify the formulation in the in the minutes accordingly. And I think this will stand now, and if anything else, okay, we will see, but okay. Any further questions, remarks, comments from your side regarding agenda point 2? I see no hand raised. I see no... Wolf, how many votes approve this for the records? Yes. Jordi, Lutz, Manuel, and Jure. These are four to my counting. I think the rest are informally approving this as well, but we, as said, we don't have voting rights, Olivier, Sebastian, Sandra and me. Okay. Thanks. Let's continue with the next point. As a consequence of this, as you all know, the online tool was sent on Monday. Monday night to the list with an invitation and with voting credentials. And afterwards, it was important to find out what I tried to check with Matt, who actually should participate in this second round, and we realized a certain inconsistency in this respect because the initial voting invitation and initial credentials were sent to the formal first contacts of the ALSs if they were present at the Lisbon GA or not. And then I stepped in and discussed with Matt that this makes no sense at all, because people who have not been at the Lisbon meeting, etc., would not at all understand the issue at stake, etc., and we cannot expect that somebody is responding and voting on something he does not understand or does not see the plausibility or the necessity. Therefore, over the last 2 days, I checked the circulation list with Matt again, and we added as the main points where the voting credential should be sent to the Lisbon participants. And this was adjusted by Matt yesterday. And on top of this, Matt is having a list of people who casted a vote already. In this list, we cannot see for what option the vote was casted. The result is still secret or anonymous, and the result will be released only tomorrow night when the voting is finished, accomplished, and the deadline is over. But at least we can see those people who have casted a vote already and who didn't cast the vote yet. And as in previous cases, it's always a challenge whenever you have a consultation round or a voting, etc. People will not automatically respond on any first invitation. According to all our experience, you have afterwards at least to remind half of the people, please, we circulated this invitation, we circulated the credential, and there is a given deadline, and you should or need to vote until Friday evening. We have this list available, and we have an intermediate overview about people who voted. My counting was 16. This afternoon, this evening, and there are still a number of people who haven't cast their vote yet. If you agree, I can shortly go through at least those people who have not counted their vote yet. What is Wolfgang Kleinwächter? What is Valentina Pavel from APTI? What is Werner Hülsmann?
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Matt for the record.
Yeah. Have you an updated version?
Yeah, actually quite a few people have voted since you and I spoke. So I have an updated version. If you are okay with it, I can just go over the list right now.
Yeah, please.
We have Vladimir Kukovsky, Bill Drake, Frida Kuzma.
Sorry to interrupt you again. It's not common or current practice of good democracy to name people who have not voted. Sorry.
No, he's now reading those who have voted.
Actually, I was doing it the other way around.
I can't
tell you who voted as well.
Okay, so let's take Lutz's intervention serious. Right, we do not mention those who have not voted, but we mention those who have voted.
Okay, I have Oksana Prihotko, Patrick Vandevalle, Yulia Mornitz, Eric Thompson, Greta Jeske, Matthew Camus, Oliver Pasek, Flamina Popova, Annette Mulberg, Euro Lansipro, Rudy Vantnik, Stefan Hugel, Lutz Donnerhat, Monique Epstein, Vittorio Bertola, Manuel Schneider, Wolf Ludwig, and Jordi.
Okay. Just a quick comment to Lutz. I understand your objection and your reasoning, but please, Lutz, believe me, it is a challenge until tomorrow evening or tomorrow night to make possible that we reach a respectable quorum. And therefore, we need to go behind and remind people who have not voted yet. And this is not an open public meeting. This is a board meeting. And therefore, due to practicalities, we do not need to care about those who have voted, casted their vote already, like you, me, and others. But we really have to do our best to go behind and to remind those people who have not voted yet to do this in time in the interest of reaching a respectable quorum. Yes.
Because most of those people who are taking part in this board meeting at the moment should note that they have the voting undergo, and if they are not voted, they can do it. If they are not on the on this call, you will not reach them by reading a list of names. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Yeah, I understand. I understand your point, Lutz. But my point stands as well. If anybody on the call notes somebody he knows directly and he has a personal connection to, could help to push these people to cast their vote. This is not only a staff obligation. I could lean back and say I do not care whatever the participation quorum will be. If we just, in a theoretical case, only have 15 participants out of formerly 28, anybody can stand up again and say, well, the second voting round doesn't have a reasonable or respectable quorum and is not valid again. So we are in a dilemma as well. Therefore, there is a need that we do have we need to try everything until tomorrow evening to have as many people as possible from the Lisbon attendees casting their vote to have an utmost good quorum. I would say minimum would be around 20 or preferably at least 25. If you come
okay,
up with
we all do understand your point, but please close this item now. We already understand it, and we are really bored by discussing it again and again and again.
Yeah, okay, fine, but please allow me, Lutz, I'm getting also a little bit fed up because I spent half of my nights to do this kind of checklist and to try my best to reach a reasonable quorum, and you just say, okay, I'm fed up, I'm bored by this issue, whatever will be the outcome, I don't care. I do care, by the way, and it's part of my responsibility to reach, give hands to reach a reasonable quorum.
End of discussion by me.
Okay. Any further comments? By the way, Lutz, if you find this very boring, you are free to take over and continue with the chairing of the meeting. I do not want to go into any more details. Next point is point on three. Next point is point four. Next steps and how to organize the board work and functioning. I do not consider this really as my key responsibility. This is something the board should discuss among themselves, as I'm not an official voting board. I'm only on the board ex officio, so it's not on me to tell the board what they should do, how they should function, etc. This, in my opinion, should be an issue for the board members themselves.
Okay, Manuel here. Maybe I don't have a plan right now, but as I have the feeling that few people are fed up and Wolf needs a small break, maybe I can jump in and start talking about the future of the board. What I have discussed with Wolf the last few days was that there is a board mailing list which we could use. And I'd like to encourage people to do so. So let me know if you are interested in this, and I will take this with Wolf together to get the right people subscribed and send you an invitation mail. Do you agree with that?
I think it's a good suggestion, and it's a necessity to have such a board mailing list.
Okay, can we see, I see approval from Lutz, and I see Olivier raising his hand. I see also approval from Juro. Maybe before I give, and Jordi, maybe before I give the floor to Olivier, is there anybody opposing this suggestion? That doesn't seem to be the case, so please, Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Manuel. It's Olivier for the transcript. I was just going to carry on with this, and I guess with the new board having been created and with the fact that there is a Euro board mailing list, then really all what needs to be done is for staff to update the mailing list, and then the board will be able to function with its mailing list, and that's an action item which staff can perform within the next hour, I guess. So then you've got your mailing list to work on. Just to let you know, the board mailing list, I believe, is open. In other words, it's only those people who are subscribed to it, so the board members will be able to write to it, but anyone can read it, or at least anyone can read the archives of it. And that all works with the transparency that we usually have. I see here, no, Manuel will not create a new updated mailing list. It's staff is supposed to do that and deals with mailing lists and so on. The mailing list exists. It just needs to be updated with the names of the new board members. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, with regards to the way that the board is going to work, I seem to recall, and I can't remember who it was, someone in the meeting, and I'm speaking here as an observer, someone had suggested that there would be leads, subject leads, and organization like this, and perhaps it might be something that you might wish to discuss. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, Olivier. Okay, yeah, concerning the action item, so staff will help us to make sure that everyone on the current URL board is subscribed to the list. And if it's done, somebody should send out an email. If somebody is not defined and there are no volunteers, I will do that. I would like to help communication and to help finding information. This is what I found the most problematic point in the last 2 years, being part of an URL board but without actually really being part of the board from an action point of view. What I would like to do is I see my strengths, or what I could bring into the board is basically working with the communication means. So that's why I pick up these things like mailing lists, I pick up things like wiki, and that has nothing to do that wiki is somewhere in the name of the ALSs I'm representing here. I would like to collect the information more easily to find, and I think that the wiki, even though I don't like this particular wiki we have right now, but that's not a discussion here. I think we should collect the documents and the information we have in a better way. And I ask if there is any opposition if I start rearranging some things, especially from the last meeting minutes, because we have a huge hierarchy tree of documents where you can find nothing, and I would like to clean that up a bit. Okay, I hear no comments. Anyone wants to raise his or her hand on that? Because okay, Juro, please.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm all for activating the board mailing list. Of course, we should have used that if it exists. I think that what we should do on that list would take all the suggestions from the discussion we had in Lisbon in the General Assembly about what URL should do, how we could better connect the URL with the concerns of the ALSs and so on and so forth. So I would propose that we really have a fairly freewheeling discussion on the board list on how to, what suggestions from Lisbon we could pick up and how they implement them in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Jure. Yes, I agree a lot. And I think that it also goes very well with what Olivier has said. One of my ideas, which is not yet fully grown to the point that I have done something, but what I bear in my mind is I would like to see one or two wiki pages which one of it could have more concrete information saying, like, this is what Uralo does. So these are the working groups where we are interested in, with the names of the people who are representing Uralo in those groups. These are events we are active in, and so on, so that someone who comes into Uralo can look at the document and say, okay, I would like to take part here and there and there. so that we have a living document where we know what is currently going on, where are we active, or where are we looking for people getting active. And maybe a second document which has a broader scope, and this would be more complicated to do, like something like a Uralo strategy. So what do we want overall? Not in concerns of working groups, but where are our priorities? How do we feel? What does Uralo do? And normally in my past experience, we have done such things like once a year in a personal meeting. And because you need to sit together for a weekend and use a flip chart or something and really start with brainstorming and then compile it into a strategy. And I don't know how this could possibly work in Uralo. Maybe you have some ideas. Ah, Wolf is raising his hand. Please, Wolf,
yes.
Speak up.
Yes. Okay, thanks. Manuel, this is Wolf Ludwig speaking for the record. Actually, I think these are great inputs, great ideas, going in the very right direction. There is still a lot of space. There was too much routine in the past. We had more or less some very static workspaces, which was partly useful for me for organizing things and reasons, having a list of board members and all this stuff. But it was not top useful so far. Therefore, what you are just suggesting and describing would be a big step ahead. And it would be somehow my dream, having for the first time after several years a group of board member who is pushing and moving things ahead, who is giving hand for any sort of improvements. And it's always difficult to say at the beginning what will finally turn out as next step, but anything what leads in the right direction, as you suggested, many things is a group on the Uralo strategy. I think it should be a key issue and a key task of board members to think and reflect and discuss and finally to come up with a suggestion and to submit new strategy for Uralo to the next General Assembly, and once it's adopted by the General Assembly, it will be a binding key document again. So simply great. I fully support anything what you have said so far.
Thank you. So does that mean that we are going to create a strategy working group within Uralo? That's how I understood your amendment or your compromise suggestion.
Manuel, it's not on me to decide. As said earlier, I won't prescribe what the board has to do. I can only support or give advice from my experience. But I think it's a great idea. I would strongly support it if it will happen, etc. And these are the needs for the next needs and priorities, in my opinion, for the next future.
What are the interests of the other board members here? I mean, I'm new here, and I don't want to run in and take over the world or something. I just, after the personal meeting in Lisbon, I feel more comfortable to make suggestions. So are there any people? Yeah?
Manuel, if we allow one more remark, Wolf Lutzig again. This is a sort of a common culture. You will almost never find any enthusiastic approval on whatever idea. I learned over the years, as long nobody is really objecting, when people have reasons or don't agree, they will stand up and will object. But as long as nobody is objecting, you can be somehow certain that the idea is approved or is not rejected, etc. So you can know, you can feel that you are on a good way, etc. So I just do it.
Okay. I will start easy with the document of current activities, and I ask you to add whatever comes to your mind, because I only know about a few things. I don't know all the working groups, for instance, that are around, and I would like to have a list of all the working groups and everyone from Uralo who is part of the working group. So we know that, and we know who is working on Atlas II, the At-Large Summit, and so on. What I would like to hear from you, or just ask into the group here, is: are there any people who have a particular experience with Confluence? Because I do have a lot of wiki experience, but I only work with Confluence at ICANN, so I have hardly any with Confluence.
I think you can come back to staff. They are the most experienced with it.
Mm-hmm. Just looking. I mean, it's also about empowerment, giving people you have to have a lot of small things to do, so people would like to be interested in picking up something. If it's more the abstract things to do, it's very hard to find people or to get people become active. So I'm just asking, are there any volunteers for the strategic working group? Who of you would like to do this? I see Jordi raising his hand. Jordi, you want to say something? I see Jure, Lutz, and there's another hand. Just for the record. So, Jordi, Jure, Lutz has taken his hand back. Lutz?
I just want to say that I won't try to contribute to the strategic plans on Uralo.
Okay. Wolf? You just raise your hand to be a part of the group, or you want to say something?
No, being part of the group.
Jordi? As well?
Jordi, for the record. Yes, I do agree that we need that working group to define the strategy. It should not be too complex. At the end of the day, we have a mandate, we have a bylaw, but say already the basics, so it's basically taking that, defining it as a vision and such, then define the actions that will drive us there, so we know what we do and why we do it, and that's all. So yes, I will participate.
I see. And Jure?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm willing to participate. To my mind, it's not a question of tools, whether it's Wiki or Confluence or whatever, or just plain ordinary email. It's not about the tools, it's about the substance. And it's very much about the raison d'etre of Uralo and what we should do to represent the end users of Europe, which is a huge and very diverse group. So I really call for some really strategic discussion about why we are and what we do. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. The question was raised if this working group was board members only. I wouldn't say so, but of course we have to start somewhere, and if we have a core group of people being active at this strategic work, then it is very good. I think as soon as we have found some grounds to work with, reach out to the other Uralo members. But I guess that there will be little feedback, but we will see. It's also good, let's say, the group shouldn't be bigger than maybe 6 to 8 people, because otherwise it will be complicated. A comment I want to make to Juro is you are totally right that it's not about the technical means. They are just tools, but there are different tools, and I see a big difference between using only plain mail or using something like a wiki where you can compile data. The wiki is the email is great for discussing things, for forming an opinion, for convincing people, but it's very bad to actually know what we have decided or to come to a conclusion. So this is where I prefer the wiki, or let's say any document you can collaborative work with, where you can just add your comments and compile a common corpus of text or something. So this is from my perspective the two things I have to say. Are there any more comments or more ideas how to work in the future?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jordan for the record. Thank you, Manuel. Thanks a lot. Yes, I do agree on what has been said. I mean, I would open that to the rest of the members of Uralo, but I would make it smaller than maybe 8, basically for a matter of simplicity and speed. Otherwise, that can take too long. You know, whatever, 6 maybe fine, as you proposed. Maybe then from there just compile in a wiki or an email or whatever, but very easily the list of base and then share that with the rest of the team and the group and accept amendments and proposals or whatever, but go there already with something written that makes sense and speeds up the process, and of course after that accepting comments and whatever. Sure, no problem.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you. I see Lutz raising his hand.
Lutz von Hagel for the record. I'd like to bring up another subject. What can or must be done? Most discussions in Uralo and other ICANN groups, ICANN-centric, only a group of few people doing so, doing the same things all over the time. We had talked about the subject in Lisbon by talking about outreach and inreach, and I urge everybody here to look at their own peer groups, their working groups outside ICANN, to tell about ICANN, to translate interesting topics, point out some interesting or group relevant parts of it, and say, here, have a look. If you have a question, you can ask me, and be active. That's the only thing that works in order to get input from the community and to represent real internet users out there. Thanks.
Yes, thanks a lot. This is what we always should keep in the back of our head, obviously, because that's why we are here, actually, in Uralo, to represent our ALSs and the interests of those. I'm already working on a document on the wiki, activities get engaged, where I will try to compile just the basic activities and things to be amended and completed, of course. Is this the place where I can give a bug report? Maybe staff can help me with this. Is somebody aware that there is a problem with creating pages on the wiki with Firefox? Because I can't enter a title because there is an HTML error. I can manually fix it by using Firebug and manually add the value attribute in the HTML code, but this is obviously not the way it should work. But I don't know if who can fix that. Who is responsible for setting up and running the wiki? Because this must be a general bug.
Hi, this is Matt Ashgiani from SAS.
Hi.
I can try to answer your question. I know a lot of users do use Firefox, so this is the first I've heard of it. So if you want to have a conversation offline, I can type my email address into the chat, and we can try to work it out, because I haven't heard of it yet, but maybe it exists. Maybe it's a recent update that they put into the wiki, and it's a new bug, but I can definitely look into it.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we should definitely take it outside this meeting. I just wanted to use the forum here to ask where to get help, because it's an annoying problem. Thank you. So we're at agenda item 4, right? Next steps and how to organize the board work and functioning. We have talked about board work a bit. What are next steps? I mean, my suggestions were quite broad in a very general thing, what we could do for the next year or so, or how we could find out what to do for the next year. Are there any more concrete remarks? Anything I have missed? I mean, I haven't said so much.
I'm just typing.
Yeah. Jordi proposes that we need to set items, priorities, and deadlines. I'm already starting to compile the activities page. And we have in the minute who is on the strategic working group, right? I see it here. In the action items. Wolf, Jordi, Jure. I think there was also Lutz and me, of course.
Yes.
And what about having regular board calls? Thank you, Wolf. This is an important topic. I would suggest to have one every month and maybe find a regular schedule, so it's harder to forget about it, because you know, like every first day or something. Lutz would prefer telco on need. Are there any more opinions on this? Sylvia suggests that staff can help us setting up a recurring time. Actually, I would prefer a recurring time. From my other board work, I found out that if you do it on a per needed basis, then we often ended up having 2 weeks of discussion to find the next date. After it already took quite some time before somebody had the idea that maybe it's necessary to have a board meeting, so the intervals get too big, too long, and it's hard to keep up with the actual work. So it's sometimes it's just easier to have a fixed schedule and collect the items to discuss beforehand. This is another place where the wiki is interesting, because have just a general page where we just collect everything that we think needs to be discussed, and when the next board meeting comes up, we just open the page and look what we have gathered and go through it. And the more regularly you do it, the smaller this list will be and the easier it will be to go through it and actually be able to talk about everything. If you do it on a per-needed basis, you might end up with a huge list. You cannot deal with it in one meeting. Let me read the chat. We decided before or after Euralo monthly call. For the next steps, a regular schedule is better, says Lutz. Euralo is on the third Tuesday of the month at 1800 UTC. Jordi would go for the fixed schedule. If needed, cancel 1 week in advance if needed. Wolf agrees. Okay. My suggestion would be that obviously it makes sense to have the board call before the Euralo call. So we could go into the Euralo call and say, okay, this is what we have currently been working at and so on. So be prepared for the Euralo call, right? Sandra and Euro agree? Okay. Good. The third Tuesday. Should we stick with the first day? So with just like today, first day evening, and then we have the weekend in between to work on action items if needed, and then we have the Euralo call on the following Tuesday. Does that make sense? Second first day of the month, says Gisela. Yeah. Thanks. May I get approval or opposition for that? For second first day of the month, 1900 UTC? I see 3 approval, 1 oppose. Lutz, you might want to suggest a better date, or?
Lutz, for the records. No, I'm just busy on the Thursday evenings most of the time. So, just personal.
Okay, thanks, I see. Then maybe we should set up another doodle to find out the general availability of the board, I would say.
Yes.
Because otherwise I think it will be hard. It would have been nice if the 2 days time would have been suitable for everyone also in the future, but if not, I guess it's impossible to find another date now by discussing it. May I ask to have a doodle poll on general availability of board members in the week before the Euralo calls. Again, Gisela will offer a few days and times. Thank you very much. 13 minutes before the Euralo call. I think that is not enough, honestly. Maybe in the future, if we play well together. I don't think that right now it would work. I mean, I think we should give us the time to be able to discuss something for an hour or 2 hours, and especially when it comes to strategy or these things. But, of course, it's up to you. I mean, I'm not making the rules here.
Hi, this is Jordi. I would prefer more time, as you propose, not just 30 minutes, just in case.
Okay. So Gisela will send us a doodle poll, so we will have that one fixed. So that was Wolf's suggestion of having regular board meetings. Any further suggestions for next steps and how to organize the board work and functioning?
This is Jordi again for the record. Just a couple of things I wrote in the chat, but maybe just passed away. We have to hurry up, making explicit the tasks we are expecting from the whoever is elected secretary for the secretariat, and making clear, as the bylaws say, that, well, the board may decide to fire or to dismiss or to whatever you want to, the word you want to use, that person if that person is not complying with what's expected from them. I mean, in my perception, I mean, I'm completely new, but my perception is that it has been a kind of, well, there was no way to change the secretariat, and that secretariat was not doing the job he was expecting, we were all expecting, or whatever. But now that has to be clear. Having read the bylaws, this is crystal clear there, so let's just stick to that. We are not inventing the wheel, and let's go and make it clear from the very beginning. That's all. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. I think this is a very good point. My suggestion here, because I have thought about clarifying and defining a few things within Euralo, and my suggestion would be that we start writing some documents, and I don't mean some overburdening bureaucracy here. I mean a few simple, lean documents where we just write, okay, this is the secretariat, what these are the tasks of the secretariat, so there could be one document just defining what is the secretariat, what does it do, what should it do, and so on. And we have another document describing the board. And this is also where we can say we have monthly board meetings and suggestions to the agenda go to this page, and the minutes you can find there, and so just a few practical things, just in a written down form, so they are easy to find. And also, if you have someone new on the board, you could say, here's the document, read about the secretariat, read about the board. These are like very simple policies. Let's call it like policies. But I'm not thinking about legal documents and everything, but yeah, make it just a practical help to get things done and to not discuss things over and over again and reinvent the wheels. I see Olivier raising the hand.
Thanks very much, Manuel. It's Olivier speaking. Just two things. First, I'd be glad if someone didn't give me the microphone right when putting the hand up, because that results in the hand going down and you not being able to see that the hand is up, since it keeps on going up and down. That's one thing. The other thing was to do with the position descriptions. I just wanted to alert you that some of these position descriptions are already in the Euralo bylaws and organizing documents.
Right.
These are on the wiki. You might wish to take that as a starting point, so as not to have to reinvent the wheel. And then I guess from there you can build on it. And I think it's an excellent idea to go forward and build on this. In fact, we've been asked on the ALAC side of things to do more documentation about what the duties are of people sitting on the ALAC, etc. If this railroad can do the right lists of the duties of the different officers, and provide some kind of introduction for new officers and so on, that would be fantastic. And I hope that the work in this RALO could then be shared with other RALOs. But I'm looking in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. I'd like to give the floor to Jordi.
Again, this is Jordi. Yeah, thank you. Yes, I agree with Olivier also. I mean, it's when we read the bylaws, just to double-check that everything was fine regarding the second round of the elections, it was clear the role of the secretariat is described there. So let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's just copy that, maybe elaborate it a little bit more precise. So, for instance, I don't know, taking care of writing the minutes together with the staff, so to double-check everything is done, being sure that the meetings are properly, called for, or the the face-to-face meetings or whatever, or giving giving some support to the chair or whatever, or to the board, and let's think about that. But it's already there, so just expand it to make it very measurable, let's say. Okay, so it's an action that has to be done, so it's written there. It's not just giving support to, no, it's something more than just giving support. It has to be a little bit more specific, but yes, the idea is there in the bylaws. Thanks.
Yes, I so agree. Thank you very much. So, who wants to add something? Who has a further suggestion? So we have it in the minutes, setting up these documents with the tasks of the secretariat and so on. Sebastian is typing something. Someone else who wants to speak up, please raise your hand. Wolf, please.
Yes, Wolf Ludwig, for the record. Whatever the outcome tomorrow night will be, I think what was discussed over the last 10 minutes is exactly what I would have liked to suggest from my side. I am pleased that it comes from the new board, that the new board feels in the same or thinks in the same direction. It's not a wishful situation if a composition of the leadership doesn't work, and if it's more or less the chair's responsibility only to get along with it or not to get along with it. I think this would be a crucial role of a next board to take over and step in to this function that we need performance criteria which are in the bylaws, etc. Therefore, nobody could have argued with any substance in the past. I didn't know what to do in a secretariat's function. It's not complicated at all. It's rather simple. One intensive view into the bylaws give a more or less clear idea about what is needed as tasks and requirements for secretariat. And I would be very pleased if the board could step in and having a more important or even a crucial role in this. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, and thank everybody who has engaged in this discussion. I mean, we see increasing participation here. It seems that there are several people who are interested in doing that, and I hope that we can further give this further grow this interest we see right now into concrete actions. If there are no further suggestions right now, I would go to the next agenda item, point 5, miscellaneous. Do we have any suggestions to point 4 yet? Okay, I see no hands. I see approval. I guess that means we should move forward. Agenda item point 5, do we have any additional things which have not been in the agenda today which we should discuss? That doesn't seem to be the case, but I see that Wolf is still typing. Okay, then one last question before I invite you to have a cool beer or a nice wine and an nice end of this evening without Jurado. A question from my side. If we want to do these strategic things and so on, would we have any means of personal meetings? How could we organize this in a cheap, not expensive way? Lutz, please.
Lutz, for the record. We had several successes in just asking shortly before an other event takes place and ask who is coming to the same event. In most cases, quite a good participation can be made by just announcing a special great meeting venue or something else in Europe that somebody is going to this event and asking who comes to the same event, and just on the board mailing list just drop the information that you are on a special point of interest, and if other people come together, we are able to discuss a lot of things face to face. But I do not think that there is a budget or time frame for regular face-to-face meetings for the board. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's a good suggestion. We should keep this in mind, and maybe if somebody sees an event that could be interesting for the others within Jurado and the board, then please speak up, because I think, especially with the strategic things, there is no way around personal meetings. You can't do everything by email. And I mean, I don't have a certain thing or a certain event I want to discuss now or a certain need for a personal meeting, but I want to just have that in mind on a more general note. To be aware of opportunities for personal board meetings and to take these opportunities. Because even in Wikimedia, we have at least like 2 personal meetings a year, because it doesn't work otherwise. Okay, I somehow stole the chairing of this meeting from Wolf, and I think I should give this back for the closing of this meeting.
Well, I have to strongly contradict Manuel. That's exactly the way it happened. Exactly the way it should be. As I said at the very beginning, I see no necessity that a board meeting is chaired by me, by the chair, if it's for the monthly call. Well, it's good enough, or it's enough, but I think the regular board meeting should be conducted and done in a different way, also including the agenda setting. For the first startup push for this call, it was more or less clear or logic that Gisela came back to me and asked me, do you have some agenda suggestions? But for the next or subsequent board meetings, I would suggest that on the board list, the agenda is defined. Not only one person can prescribe or suggest items that there is a call for this, etc. And if some responses, suggestions arrive, then the agenda can be made. And there should be other chairs. You can agree, besides that it will be done by you in such a very good way you did it tonight, Manuel.
or in a rotation rotating way. I think we are on the best way. To me, it's very encouraging having attended to this board call tonight, and it's a huge step forward already. Thanks a lot, and thanks for all your participation. It was a very productive meeting, and I hope we will continue in this manner and in this sense soon. Gisela will send the poll to find a suitable date in the second week, as you said before, the regular monthly meeting, etc. And once the dates are fixed and the list is will be established, I think this will get a sort of auto-dynamic what is really needed for a good board work. Thanks to all of you. And thanks especially to you, Manuel. This was a very great moment to have you had for this moderation of the most important part of tonight's agenda.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, same to you. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.